This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Sunday. I totally dropped the ball on Tuesday only because I've been very, very focused on this new business model of mine, Amazon FBA. It's just been a fun, exciting time. Today's episode, I'm going to be diving into goal setting. I was actually looking at my past logs and everything and looking at all the goal settings that I've set for myself for early of 2018, January, and a little bit in December as well too. And I'm looking at it and I didn't really like how I was setting my goals. So I was actually diving into a lot of podcast episodes and other entrepreneurs that I look up to very much so, like Lewis Howes and Pat Flynn and John Lee Dumas and so many other people out there. And so diving into this and talking about goal settings is super important, and how I perceive goal settings, it's really being realistic and optimistic as well too, right? Because like if you get too realistic, you aim kind of low, but you have to be also open enough for you to go and understand and you grab things and go after, build the lifestyle that you've always want, and always kind of calculate it in a way where it's very, I guess, like very low, very, very, very minimal, very generous. And if you get way past that goal, it's a bonus, right? So set these goals in a low parameter, but also in a way where you can't, it's almost unrealistic for you, but also realistic. It's kind of weird. It's a very interesting balance after hearing so many podcast episodes about all these, everybody's checking up on their goals, checking up on their month's goal and everything like that. So I love this goal settings because you're reverse engineering your goals, right? And so most people fail at their goals because like they're very generic about it and they don't understand what the reason why they want that specific number. Let's just say, for example, somebody sets a goal of $1 million a year by December 31st, 2018, and it's totally not what, like I said, like there's no plan or anything like that. It's almost a wish. It's just a wish. So what I've noticed a lot of high-level entrepreneurs that I look up to is that they actually set actionable steps on top of this goal as well too. So another entrepreneur that I love to bits, his name is Dan Locke. He was like actually setting goals and looking at it, daily income goals, how much he wants to set for this 10 years, 5 years, a year, set, grow, like do it backwards. So 10, what does he have to do at year 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down to the months, down to the days, and how much money does he have to get into the daily income goal he calls it dig. And so I love that, and I took time to go and do that personally for myself, and really setting very low goals for myself. So let's just say you're setting a goal and it's a monetary number. Let's just go with an easy number. Let's just say you want to create a business with $50,000 net profit by December 31st, 2018. So I have my calculator here and I'm dividing by 50,000 divided by 12. That's roughly about $4,100. $4,100 every month. And so you divide that by 30 days, roughly. So you actually have to make about $138 daily for you to hit that goal. And whatever business model and everything that you choose, it's super important to kind of understand that and build that backwards. And so I'm setting these goals for my personally myself. I'm actually listening to other entrepreneurs as well too on how they set their goals because as well too, I want to tell you guys the reason for that is because you have to find out whatever works with you, because right now what I've noticed in my past goal setting, it was a wish. If I'm being very honest, I'm saying I am a millionaire. I make $10,000 a month and that's it. That is like, to me, I can't believe I set these kind of goals and it was just so silly. It's not silly per se, but now it's like understanding a little bit, it's taking a step further and making it really real and actionable for you. I think that's very, very important to kind of take a look at that. And so I'm taking a look at this kind of angle now and going backwards. So let's just say you still want to make, $50,000 a year. And that's relatively actually a really good salary for you to go travel, for you to do whatever you want to do and make it all online. My key thing is building a freedom life business online, and so that way I can be very flexible, can go out and can do whatever. And then setting goals in other departments as well, to taking a look at health, wealth, relationships, love, all these kind of places, right? So if you're in a relationship, set a goal for that as well too. So for me personally, for health wise, I would like to gain another 10 more pounds by December 31st, 2018, gaining 10 pounds of muscle, by the way. And how am I going to do that? It's simply by increasing my proteins, simply by lowering my carbs, working out, working on more weights, increasing my weight slowly as I'm bench pressing, increasing on my cardio and all these health, you know, benefits, and taking a look at other aspects in terms of proteins. So basically set myself a goal for that. So again, 10 more pounds by December 31st, 2018. Relationships. So am I checking up on people every single day? On the closest friends that I want to follow up with, right? And I'm in a mastermind group right now. So I want to make sure that everybody gets, you know, the checkup. I want to make sure they're being held accountable. So make it at least once a week for myself to go and reach out to friends, networks and everything, and chat with them, and keeping that in check is super important, right? Because your network is your net worth. And so it's really getting real and diving deep into that. Number three for me now, Amazon FBA has been a wonderful business, and where you make the money, I hear a lot of people are making about $40,000 a month off of this, and it's a very common number to reach among this, but how you get the money out of it, it's launching several products that coincides with a brand similar to Apple. They have the MacBook Air, they have the MacBook Pro, they have the iPad and iPhones and similar like that, but kind of your own business model in kind of way. And so for me, by the end of by December 31st, 2018, I should at least have 5 to 7 products handled down, all ready to go, launch up, and we're going to be in business as well too for that. So it's about launching one product and then letting it run, and then also checking it up on it. You know, it's not automatic, but again, you always got to keep this thing in check. And so again, 5 to 7 products. If I hit 5 products or 4 products, I'm going to be happy with that, a happy camper, because it's a huge learning process. You know, multimillionaires have 7 different income streams. Okay, guys. So finding ways of how to create different income streams in different ways is super key, super important. So this is basically launching 5 to 7 products by the end of this year. Definitely en route on my first one. It's going to be great. Let me see what else here. So health, wealth, relationships. So relationships, love, for example, I would love to like meet a girl. So going out, going to social events, at least once a month, focusing on that, going out to something that's, you know, some of my female friends can hang out with them. Having a good time and just getting, you know, developing more of relationships. Cause like I said, like I'm like to grow and like to build a business together with a, you know, a woman. And again, like, it's definitely one of those things where you actually have to get out of your comfort zone. So challenge yourself, right? For me, I'm always challenging myself to kind of talk to women, get out there. For me personally, I struggle a lot with this growing up, being very timid, very shy, you know, a lot of insecurities about myself. So working on that more intensely. So that is one thing. So once a month, make a choice to go out to social events. You know, that reminds me to go also remind you as well to focus on content creation or content consuming as well too. These are things that are areas that I love passionately. Right now I'm listening to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Really wonderful book. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and purposely I want to get out and read books as well too, because reading at least 10 pages a day is equates to, I think, 30 books in a year, if I remember correctly the math. That's what I heard in someone else's podcast. So making that a commitment, it's committing to this, right? So I know this sounds overwhelming at first, and it does take time to go build this yourself. You put these habits in place, and it's all about committing to this. I think when you're setting these goals and finding these actionable steps, I think it's easy to fall off. So it's also making it easy for yourself, for you. If you're not used to this, set yourself small incremental goals. So make it very easy. So let's just say you want to read for about, you know, 5 pages, just 5 pages every single day. That's it. Commit to that. Increase that number by next year or whatever it is in the next couple months. So make these very easy. So for, because like that's how people fall off the rails. That's something that I'm very, very good at actually nowadays. I'm figuring this out more and more, is that whenever you go to the gym, all you got to picture yourself, because I know you dread the whole part of like climbing on the treadmill, running, sweating, and just the act of getting up even is hard as well too. So let's just say, just picture yourself going to the gym for about 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. It builds the momentum, builds the action, and go from there on, here on out. So that's one tip that I have to say is super key, super important for you to keep yourself in check for your goals. And so I'm setting myself realistic goals, actionable goals now, and now I'm going to keep myself in check. So it's committing to the 10 pages every single day and reading, committing to the content creation, audiobooks every single day. What does that look like, right? So for me, I'm always listening to audiobooks in the morning. I'm always listening to affirmations in the morning, and morning routines really helps you put you back into the right mindset for you to go and build that, follow through with your goals. And so those for me is super key, super important to get a cold shower in the morning. Something that I've done the past couple months that I feel that has really helped me is listen to a lot of motivational speeches on YouTube, playing it while I'm brushing my teeth. A lot of people know that you're not supposed to check your phone, check your social media or emails, everything the first 3 hours when you wake up, right? So you get up, at least use that first hour to go and reaffirm yourself and set yourself in the right mood to tackle the day. It's super important. So I've been listening to a lot of motivational speeches, a lot of Les Brown, a lot of Eric Thomas, a lot of Fearless Motivation. That's the YouTube channel. It's such a wonderful, wonderful place to go and just put yourself in the right mindset, and super important. And then I'm ready to sit down and take a look at my goals for today. And I haven't even checked my emails yet. So none of that gets done probably by 12 o'clock noon. And so having all these things in check is super key. These are basically my goals for the whole entire rest of the year, resetting all this and pivoting and taking a look at that. Like I said, 5 to 7 products by the end of the year. Relationships, always check up on a friend in roughly, once a week. Relationships, once a month. Get out, meet women, talk to women. Just having a chat, again, like it's super important. You have to get out of your comfort zone. It builds confidence. You're trying to desensitize yourself. And I know in the beginning, everybody's listening to this, it's going to be a struggle. So just picture and make it easy for yourself. I remember going to the gym. I struggled with even the bar and bench pressing. And then afterwards, I tossed in a 10-pounder. And then 15, 25, 35, 45 now. And then, so that's how you build this muscle for yourself, similar to life, right? So key, importance, actionable steps. I would even say my goals have even, they're still not enough yet. Like, you still have to take initial steps. If I'm going to set this goal to go at least one social event, what is it? I have to go buy the ticket. It's something like that, right? So I'm going to catch up with you guys, and that next month, I'm going to be catching and updating you guys on this, because I think it's super important to set goals. That's how you keep everything in check. See if you're aligned, and if you're not, how do you pivot and go toward that direction? Super key. I hope this helps, guys, because again, like, I'm always trying to learn personally myself and then share with you guys what has worked for me and what doesn't, because again, I'm probably not going to appeal to everybody. I'm not going to hit everybody's, sweet spots and stuff like that. There, some of you out there probably hate what you're hearing and stuff. And that's cool too, because I'm not out there to please everybody. It's all about creating ripple effects. It's creating those individuals who actually resonate with me. Again, like, you don't have to, if you don't resonate with this, cool. I'm cool with it, because like I said, like, as long as I help others and elevate them and help one person to go and look at their goals and improve their life in a positive way, I've done my job and I'm happy with that. Anyways, guys, that was my little tangent, my little rant on that, because like I said, like, this podcast has been a great passion of mine. I'm going to do my best to keep everything in check and do all this. I'm going to commit to the goal of this as well, to continue to go and upload 2 episodes a week, Tuesdays and Sundays. Super important, because like I said, Tuesdays, the reason why I do Tuesdays is just because, like, sometimes the Mondays you're pumped or you're not feeling good. There's definitely ways to, like, even it flows over on Tuesdays. I know Tuesdays are usually spots where you're kind of falling off the rails for the rest of the week for some people, or you're trying to keep up the energy. I know it's like that for me. Like, Mondays are kind of like, again, it's understandable, my Mondays, not a lot of people love it. And so And so Dalbach trying to keep that together. And that was my little rant on that. Tuesdays, that's why I released on Tuesdays, just because, like I said, like, it's still boosting up for the rest of the week. And Mondays are usually just either you're trying to adjust because after a weekend, right? Anyways, guys, I hope this helps. I hope that you will take action on this, because I'm going to take control of this on my own life as well, too. Like I said, it's been something. The reason why I do what I do is it's just because I care, and I'm always trying to strive for more. What's a life to, you know, what's a life if you don't try your best and live out your life and leave a legacy and do your best and just explore the world and take hold of what life has to offer. Anyways, I'm going to cut off here, guys. I hope you guys have a great one. If you guys love this episode, let me know. Paul@powerhouse.com. You guys are amazing. I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.